All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from New York City. This is the 8th day of June 2021. Before I talk more about today's show, I do like to remind you I'm the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And you can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com. We also like to pitch Chen Lin's work as well. What is Chen buying? What is Chen selling? You go to chenpicks.com. And Michael Oliver, who's with us today, we like to also tell you to go to olivermsa.com to sign up for his great work. And we do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. And we also like to encourage you to send along whatever thoughts you have about this show, good, bad, or indifferent. We hope they're not indifferent, but send along whatever your thoughts are. We'd like to hear from you. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show available this week. Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp., El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Firefox Gold, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining Corp. I've titled today's show, Will Basel III Regulation Lead to Honest Gold Price Discovery? Alistair MacLeod, Michael Oliver, and Dr. Quentin Henning return as guests this week. Powerful bullion banks based in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. have many times over the years smashed down the price of gold when it has climbed its way to key levels. For example, this morning when gold rose above 1900, at about 8:40 in New York time, there was a massive smackdown. In a matter of minutes, took it down from 1902 to 1891 in the cash markets. Then when gold started to climb back up, there was another $10 takedown. Lasted about 10 or 15 minutes. Essentially, what these bullion banks have been doing when the price of gold starts to run meaningfully higher is hit the market with essentially fake sales of gold to scare bulls away from buying the long side of the markets. The presence of these big banks is so large that they can dramatically manipulate the psychology of investors in the short term and, most importantly, retain confidence in the dollar. If gold starts to really run and get out of control, obviously there's doubts that are created about the dollar. Well, all of this, according to Alistair MacLeod, may be coming to an end thanks to Basel III, this regulation from the Bank for International Settlement that is being imposed now on major bullion banks. It has to do with with what is allowed to be considered assets and what isn't in terms of the reserve requirements of these institutions. Basel 1, 2, and 3 was created after the banking crisis of 2008, and Alistair will be with us during the second half of today's show to help us understand the mechanics of Basel 3 and the new regulations. And, there's some thoughts. Alistair is certainly one of them. There's other people out there that think that it could be dramatically bullish for gold, but we shall see. We'll explore those ideas with Alistair in the second half of today's show. After our first commercial break, Quentin Henning will be joining me. He's going to give us some update on some good news that Novo put out today. Novo reported some very nice, encouraging results about production. There still be more news coming out in terms of cost and all that, but some very good improvements that were registered in the month of May that Quentin Henning will be with us to talk about that, and also the future plans, exploration plans throughout this year of Novo Resources in Australia. But right now I'm happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me again to give us his latest thoughts on the markets and what that might mean to all of us listening to him. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Always good to have you every other week. Sure would be good to have you every week. But, hey, listen, we're not paying you a lot of money to come on, so we do hope some people out there will listen to what you have to say and sign up for your service, though. And I say that just simply because I think it's a service that I can't do without, frankly. It helps to calm my nerves and keep me thinking straight when I might let my emotions take over. So very grateful to have you with us. Again, equities, we're looking a little weak today to start off the day, and I guess they're coming back now. U.S. Treasuries are stronger, but I know one of the things that you've been talking about recently is you've believed that we would see a rally. I think you talked about this the last time we had you on. You've been predicting a rally in Treasuries. You know, everybody is saying they're going to go, the Treasury market is finished, and we're going to see, you know, higher rates, and it's going to get away from the Fed and all that. But you've been really quite convinced that we're going to see a rally in the Treasury market. Talk to us about that relationship between stocks and bonds at this stage.
Well, the stocks and bonds are the alternatives. So the large asset class, asset managers, when they get nervous about stocks, where do they go? Well, over the last few years, they've gone into gold and T-bonds, or long-term government debt. Why? Because they perceive it as safe and alternative. And so if you go back to August highs last year in gold, you can also find a high weekly close in T-bond futures. Mm-hmm. And the decline in T-bonds followed through March, and a decline in gold followed through March. Meanwhile, the S&P went up all during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, since about March, April, the S&P has sort of stalled up here.
Mm-hmm.
And stuck. No, it's not dropping, but it's definitely stalled. The Dow made a high, hasn't taken it out again yet. NASDAQ 100, same story. They've stalled. T-bonds made a low in March and have now turned up sufficiently for our work to say, okay, they're in an intermediate uptrend. Mm-hmm. And we think that uptrend could get rather noisy and strong. But we don't think it's a sustainable rally. In other words, we don't think there's a sustainable drop in rates, long rates. We think it is a function primarily of nervous, justifiably nervous investors, and especially large asset managers who are looking at the stock market. They're seeing the monetary inflation. They see a vertical stock market for a dozen years. They know what helped cause it, largely central bank actions, monetary policies. And they look at commodities, and they look at gold, and they, you know, they say, I got to get out of this. They got to lighten up their stock position. No, they don't rush it. They don't liquidate their stock positions. They can't. They're in competition with other asset managers. They have to maintain a position. But they can shift parts of it. And they go into T-bonds, and they go into gold when they get nervous. And I think that's what's going on now. Gold has come up massively off of its March low. And T-bonds, somewhat lagged to gold, have come up off their March low now in a way that is demonstrable. Now, what does it mean for stocks? I think it means, forgetting our analysis of stocks themselves, which we think is a pending top, that these two markets, the alternative, the rise in the alternatives again, says to us that there is an asset class preference shift again underway where money is moving into the safer categories, which means there's doubt about the stock market. Now, when we measure the stock market, we know that the leadership is in the NASDAQ 100, which is front-end loaded with about five stocks that constitute about 50% of its weighting. And those symbols are, you know, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Google, and so forth. And so the overall stock market has been heavily, narrowly weighted by the performance of those stocks, which last summer went vertical. But that move has run out of gas, and you can see it. It's evident on our spread work when we measure the leadership versus, let's say, the S&P 500. We see a downturn in the performance of the leadership. While the S&P has continued up, they haven't. And that's evidence, I think, that the leadership is now wandering, is probably broken. Now, we're monitoring the NASDAQ 100 and three of the big symbols, Microsoft, Amazon, and Apple. And we're also monitoring the S&P. Our assessment is this. We're probably in a topping pattern. Some of these may have seen their highs already. The S&P might not have, but we don't think there's much more to go if there's any more, another percent or so. And we think that by early next quarter, it will become fairly evident that the market's headed back down again. And again, and a lot of gold people will say, oh my goodness, that means the gold market's going to get hit. No. The gold market got whacked, and the gold miners, everything got whacked last March because we had a collapse. We had a crash. 35% drop in 3 weeks. It's like 1929, 1987. We do not expect a stock market crash. We think if we're going to enter a bear market in stocks, we're going to enter it in a layered arm wrestling manner, much like go back and look at the 2000 top, look at the way it topped and went down. Go back and look at the 2007 top, the way it went down, they didn't crash. They went down in a way that deceived people, yet went down. And so if there is no panic in the stock market, we don't think there will be, this is not going to disturb the uptrend in gold and gold miners. So that issue, I think, is off the table. We're not that correlation that people seem to want to make between, you know, March of last year and going forward is not a good correlation. But anyway, I think if I were in the gold market right now, I think my prime focus would be on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100. Because if they top, one issue is going to not be debated anymore. And that's very popular to debate it. Will the Fed taper? And the stock market has not been a negative for them since last summer, clearly. It's been straight up. So they've not had to deal with that psychological issue of, you know, consumer sentiment, lack of spending, et cetera. But if that stock market starts to wobble and you get 10 or 20% off the high, even if it's not fearful, but it's obvious, then you're going to have a negative psychological effect on the spending sentiment of the public, a sense of job security, et cetera. So the Fed in no way in that kind of environment is going to taper. And so that issue is going to go by the way, and that will help gold.
You would think so, and they hope it helps the stock market, but at some point in time, something's got to give here, I would think. I mean, how high is high? And then what is that going to do also to confidence in the dollar you know, and the bond markets, quite frankly?
Yeah, ultimately, we think the bond rally, which could be we think it could be sharp and noticeable, and then basically nail the folks who've gotten prematurely short the bond market, expecting higher rates. We think they're right in the long run. You're going to have higher rates and the bond market's going down. But I don't think it's going to happen now. I think there's going to be this big counter trend rally. And I think it's going to be a function mostly of that investor class preference shift where they want to seek safety because they're doubtful of the stability of the stock market. I mean, just look at the charts. Let's say you're an asset manager and you look at an S&P 500 monthly chart going back a dozen years, and, you know, it's gone straight up with all the monetary policy and the rates and et cetera, et cetera. And you look at commodity charts, and they're coming up out of a base that's very deep, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, you say, okay, that one's risky, that one's not. So you begin to shift your assets. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. The T-bond market recently has turned up.
Well, money managers have to think that way, obviously. And, you know, they have to weigh those, and they're going to do that. Just one quick, with 30 seconds left, what about silver? How's that looking to you now?
I still think silver, well, silver's just nestled here below the highs, you know. It didn't really have a pullback like gold. In fact, its worst drop in silver from the August highs last year occurred within a month of that high, dropped down under 22. Never went back there again. Went down to 24 one time, et cetera, et cetera. But it never went did what gold did, which is to say it went into a layered sequential decline. Silver didn't do that. It made a low 4 weeks after its high and spent the rest of the time in a range, and now we're clustered near the upper end of that range. In fact, you made new high weekly price close, I think, last week.
You know,
the weekly price closes. So, you know, it's holding well. I think it's looking good.
And you still like silver over gold percentage?
I still like silver over gold, and I like miners over gold as well.
All right. But gold's a mama, as you like to say. So
you've got to watch gold because it's the trendsetter. But on the other hand, it's not the best place to be in the category.
All right. We're going to have to leave it go at that. Thank you so much again, Michael, for sharing your time with us and your insights. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. Well, folks, don't go away. I'm going to be right back with Dr. Quentin Henning. He's going to give us an update on some pretty good news from Novo Resources today. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Be
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.